Martin, your immediate reaction now relegation has been sealed.
What do you expect? Sad, frustrated, disappointed. I felt during the week we were positive and we tried to instill some more belief after Peterborough result and performance. First off, we're tentative and nervous, but I had a few words at half time and told them to play without fear, and they did that, and I thought we were the better team second half. But you know, as I said to the boys, I don't think today is why we've got relegated. It's been there's been some non-performances during the season where we've not picked up points and we've been really poor. And yeah, we have to look at ourselves in the face and see why, you know, problem solve why this has happened to the club, and hopefully from the ashes the Phoenix will come out.
And what have you said to your squad at full time then?
Well, it's, you know, like I said, at half time we were nervous and tentative and I didn't like that. Yes, it's a big game, but there were 1,600 fans here cheering us on, and we have to give them something to cheer about, especially when we're kicking towards them. So it was more a case of be positive and be confident and play on the front foot and get our wing backs for the pitch and try and play forward rather than, you know, be tentative and negative and play square and sideways.
Cook and Scar and Devlin in particular having good chances in that second half, but I suppose ultimately in this sort of second half of the season, this calendar year, converting chances has been a real problem.
It's been, yeah, and, you know, I've looked back and analysed things, and I think we've done all right in games but not got what we deserved. But in other games where we've not done a lot, you know, we don't deserve anything. So this is a situation where it's new to me. I've never been relegated, and unfortunately it's on my watch, and I take full responsibility for that. But I also think this has been something that the club, you know, have fought for two or three seasons now, and unfortunately it's caught up with us.
And ultimately it was too little too late. 4 points in the last six, but it's the bad runs, the defeats, the runs of defeats which has really cost you.
Yeah, I think we knew that as a club. You know, I've analysed the Portsmouth game and we did all right, lost the game. Sunderland, we did all right, lost the game. Barnsley, we did all right, lost the game. And this is where I look at it, and you know, we have to, I'll try and take the positives out of it, and I think as a group we've not been good enough. Even before my tenure we've not been good enough, and it's a bitter pill to swallow, but I think if you look at it wholeheartedly and honestly, you know, the club need now to take this relegation positively, if that's the right word, and try and build on this for next year and have an assault on the second division.
So what happens now? How do you see this now?
You tell me. It's up to the club. The club will make their decisions. The club will hopefully do what's best for all the club and give the fans something to cheer about next year, because after relegation you have to start the season positively, and I think the summer will hopefully show that the club don't want to be in this position again and be positive and forward thinking.
And it's very likely it's going to be a completely different starting 11 given the contract situation that you've alluded to a few times.
I'll be honest with you, Tom, the contract situation nothing to do with me now. It'll be for the club and whoever takes the reins of the club, so I have nothing to do with that. I'll be honest, I think I've got to say a big thank you to the staff who've supported me since Dino left, they've been fantastic for me, and and I just feel disappointed and frustrated, because the fans again, 1,600 come here to cheer us on, and it, being a local lad, it probably hurts more, and I won't be happy for a while, but you know, there'll be another day tomorrow and hopefully things will look better.
And they were applauding on that final whistle, weren't they?
Well, listen, the second half of the show, the boys give them something to applaud for and clap for, and football's not, it's not, you know, we have to give the fans something to shout about. We have to show energy. We have to show enthusiasm and desire and passion. We have to do that, no matter what division. And if you show that, the fans, wherever you're playing, the fans will get behind you. And I've been saying that since when I first come in. So, and there's been occasions before where we haven't, and we haven't given nothing to shout about. And, Accrington away, Wickham away. We haven't given nothing. And the last two performances, yeah, second half today, I thought we were on our front foot and we looked a threat, but without really making the keeper work. But we looked more of a threat second half than first.